hearing from Lisa Cope that you are producing A Christmas Carol with your own adaptation. So maybe we should start with your telling us what you did to the story.
Okay. What I tried to do is I tried to go back to the original script of Dickens and pull from it the very best of what he had to offer as far as his sentiment towards the holiday and towards the people of his time and of our time. The story of Scrooge is a rather sad one, and I didn't want it to be too somber. So what I did was incorporate a great number of Christmas carols that are actually in the show. Carolers come out in several scenes and actually sing carols. They also sing carols during the scene changes in the show. And I did this to try to convey the idea that everyone around Scrooge was enjoying the holiday and really reveling in the goodwill towards men while Scrooge was closing himself off from all of those emotions.
I've seen your Facebook picture of the bed you're building, and it looks quite beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I put that together yesterday. It's the script calls for a four-poster canopy bed that Scrooge is in, and the curtains kind of part, and the ghost of Christmas past is standing there behind the curtain. So we didn't have a canopy bed, so I made one.
Well, as a carpenter, it looks like a functional canopy bed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always make my scenery strong enough to hold me, and I'm a pretty large guy, so that's the test. If it can hold me, it can hold anybody in the cast.
Well, tell me about your cast.
I have a wonderful cast. I have Don Fleming performing as Scrooge. Elizabeth Hammonds is Mrs. Cratchit. Edwin Richardson is Bob Cratchit. Let's see, there's Jordan Belcher as the Ghost of Christmas Present, Chelim Anthony as the Ghost of Christmas Past. There are a number of college students from here at the university that are performing roles in the show, and they've all been just a fantastic cast to work with. They're very dedicated to the show, and they're really enjoying themselves, which is something that I try to create. I try to create an atmosphere where everybody can come in and really enjoy themselves, and I find that makes for a much better actor and a much better show.
Of the productions of A Christmas Carol that you've already seen, which stand out in your mind as productions you especially enjoyed?
Well, I went back to some of the source material. I went all the way back to the silent films of the beginning of the 1900s. I think the one that I like the most is there's a film version of it that was produced, I believe, in 1939 or 1941. And it's the classic black and white that everyone sees all the time on, Turner Movie Classics or whatever. And I think that one caught the essence of what Dickens was trying to do the best as far as his message, but also as far as the acting goes. You know, the actors that they used were, consummate professionals from England. I'm certain many of them from the Royal Shakespeare Company. So their interpretation of the Dickens script and the Dickens and his words and the mannerisms of speaking of that time, I think were the truest, and that's the one I like the most.
Remind us of the occasion of Dickens writing this play.
It was a time in England, the Victorian era, early Victorian era, where he was, where there was a lot of, there was a great deal of class iniquity in England at that time. The poor were extraordinarily poor, and the wealthy were, had a tendency to really look down upon the people that were poor as people that were less than they were. And that's kind of one of the central themes in A Christmas Carol that Dickens wrote was the recognition that was in fact not the case. You know, when he really tried hard through the writing of A Christmas Carol and also through other stories like Oliver Twist to really delineate that horrible attitude that the people of his time had towards those that were less fortunate than he was. So it was a time of a great deal of change in England. It was, kind of in the first stages of the Industrial Revolution there. A lot of people had moved from the country to the cities to work in factories. Their labor was extraordinarily difficult. The working conditions were fantastically cruel. So, and I think this was his attempt to really bring all of that suffering to light so that people would recognize it and begin to change it.
What was the reception to it at when its debut?
As far as his reception of it, it was mixed, as it always was with his works that treated upon this. The upper classes tended to scoff a little bit at his bringing this all to light. They would tend to downplay the severity of the conditions, but the general populace were really very interested in it. And Dickens wrote a lot of his works as continuing pieces in the newspaper or publishing company that he was writing for. So they would come out in installments, and people would eagerly await the next installment. I mean, I know that was very true for Oliver Twist. So his audience were the people that he was trying to help. You know, those were the working class folk, and for them it was highly celebrated. Of course, it didn't take very long for Christmas Carol to become very popular. He did many stage readings of it himself, all across England and Europe, and also in America when he toured here.
It's one of those timeless pieces.
Absolutely, it is.
Now, you're not doing this all by yourself. You're not doing the lighting and the set and everything, right?
No, not completely by myself, no. Dan Fleming has been our resident scenic designer and carpenter at the Playhouse for many, many years. He's assisted me, or I've assisted him, in the construction of the platforms that are used in the show. Some of the flats that we're using in there, the window flats, I made last year for the Sound of Music. We're using those again. But he helped me to create a way for them to roll on and off the set. And Don Fleming, who's playing Scrooge, is going to be doing the lighting for the show, and he's been doing the lighting there for many, many years. And then we have Shelley Regan, who's doing our costumes. Elizabeth Hammonds is my stage manager. Jana Little is also assisting in costumes. And then all the rest of the cast and some of the parents of the children that are in the show are also assisting as far as coming up with the props and the other things that we need to make the production work.
Music direction?
Music direction is actually by myself and Elizabeth Hammonds. What we decided to do with this show was to keep instrumental music out of the show. All the Christmas carols are sung a cappella by our actors in the show. I did this to really kind of make that part of the show as real as possible. I don't have them training as singers together very often. They come in and they sing as if people would if they were coming off the street and gathering together, you know, in an impromptu way to come in and sing Christmas carols. So it has a very organic and a very natural feel to it, and still a beautiful sound, because many of the people that are in the show have fantastic voices. You know, with just an added harmony to it here or there, it sounds really, really nice.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I've been living in Murray for about 8 years now. We first moved down in 2004. My brother and I bought some farmland out east of town, and for 5 years we raised tilapia. The economics of the times have kind of driven us out of that market. We now have about a mile of thornless blackberry rows that we harvest every year, and we are expanding into fruit trees and hardwood trees on our farm as well as chickens. I grew 150 chickens last year and another 150 this year for ourselves and for sale. I've been working at the Playhouse since the spring of 2006, where I did theater back up in Connecticut, where I used to live for many years, since about 1991. So that was kind of my passion and my profession up in New England before I moved down here. So I couldn't stay away from it very long once I moved down here.
You seem fairly unpanicked at this point about A Christmas Carol.
I'm putting up a tremendous front, you know. I've posted on my Facebook page the last couple of days. I've been having horrible actor's nightmares, where it's always 5 minutes to curtain, and I don't know what scene's coming up next, and I can't find my costumes, and I don't know what's going on, and that's just a reflection of the anxiety that I really feel on the inside. I have been doing this for a long time, so I know that it's always darkest 2 weeks before curtain, which is about where we are right now, and that's when it seems to the most terrifying. You don't think you're ever going to make it, and somehow it always comes together. So we're pretty well on with our set building and everything like that, so I'm not too concerned about that, and the actors are really doing a fantastic job. So by a week from this coming Friday, it should be all sewn together, and it should be a fantastic show.
Well, bravo.
Thank you very much, Kate.